American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 403. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo, you, Frank, 871. Can you justify yourselves on that point, as against the evidence of all these witnesses who have told you that that was blood, and against the evidence of Dr. Claude Smith, the city bacteriologist of the city of Atlanta, who tells you that through a chemical analysis he developed the fact that that was blood? This defense, gentlemen. They have got no defense. They have never come into close contact in this case, except on the proposition of abuse and vilification. They circle and flutter, but never light. They grab at varnish and cat's blood and rat's blood and Duffy's blood, but they never knuckle down and show this jury that it wasn't blood. And in view of the statement of that boy, Mel Stanford, who swept that floor Friday afternoon, in view of the statement of Mrs. Jefferson, in view of the statement of Christopher Columbus Barrett, who tells the truth, notwithstanding the fact that he gets his daily bread out of the coffers of the National Pencil Company, you know that that was the blood of this innocent victim of Frank's lustful passion. The defense is uncertain and indistinct on another proposition. They flutter and flurry, but never light when it comes to showing you what hole Jim Conley pushed his victim down. Did he shoot her back of that staircase back there? No. Why? Because the dust was thick over it. Because unimpeached witnesses have shown you it was nailed down. Because if he had shot her down that hole, the boxes piled up there to the ceiling would have as effectively concealed her body as if she had been buried in the grave for some days or weeks. Did he shoot her down this other hole in the Clark Woodenware Company's place of business? Where even if what Schiff says is true, that they kept the shellac there, it would nevertheless have concealed her body a longer time than to put it down there by the dustbin where the firemen and people were coming in through the back door. Did this Negro, who they say robbed this girl, even if he had taken the time to write the notes, which of course he didn't, even after he had knocked her in the head with that bludgeon, which they tell you had blood on it, and robbed her?